All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, week number 14 was real good to me as I went 14-2. Did not get started on the right foot this week as I picked the St. Louis Rams this past Thursday night to take care of business at home versus the Arizona Cardinals. But in spite of losing quarterback Drew Stanton, the Cardinals were resilient and they found a way to get a victory. And now they are one step closer to their first playoff appearance since 2009. Now, with that said, there are 14 good games on tap this Sunday along with a Monday night affair. And here are my picks for week number 15 in the National Football League. Now, I'm going to start off with the Pittsburgh Steelers with a record of 8-5 as they will be traveling to the Georgia Dome in Atlanta to take on the 5-8 Falcons. Now, Pittsburgh got back on the winning track last Sunday with a huge road victory versus the Cincinnati Bengals, while the Atlanta Falcons suffered a tough defeat on the road this past Monday night versus the Green Bay Packers. Now, for both teams, it starts with the running game. You look at Le'Veon Bell for Pittsburgh, and he has been a one-man wrecking crew, not only running but catching passes out of the backfield. And then you look at Steven Jackson for Atlanta. You know, he's on the other side of 30 right now as far as running back years, but the thing is, he needs to find some explosion in those legs this Sunday to offset the Falcons' passing game. Now, you still have Big Ben Roethlisberger back there at quarterback for Pittsburgh, and if Atlanta is unable to get some type of pass rush on him this Sunday, he will carve that secondary up. This Pittsburgh Steelers defense, they keep finding ways to win, but if Julio Jones is ready to go at wide receiver for Atlanta, this Steelers unit will have their hands full. I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh on the road by the score of 33-27. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the 4-9 New York Giants welcome the 3-10 Washington Redskins. Last place in the NFC is on the line in this one, which is nothing to really brag about, and the Giants come into this one favored by a touchdown. Now, Colt McCoy is expected to start at quarterback in this one for the Redskins, as Jay Gruden appears to be sticking with Colt McCoy for the rest of 2014. On the flip side, New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning has tremendous chemistry with rookie wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., and he could go over the 1,000-yard mark in receiving in this one. The Giants' defensive line has been getting pressure on quarterbacks in the past few games, and I expect that trend to continue this Sunday as they defeat the Redskins by the score of 23-17. Now, in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium, the 10-3 New England Patriots welcome the 7-6 Miami Dolphins to town. New England is favored by 9 points over the Fins, and a victory this Sunday by the Pats will give them yet another AFC East championship. Right now, this Patriots team has the look of a Super Bowl champion, and they want to go out there and take care of business. Tom Brady and his offense for New England is clicking like a well-oiled machine, and this Dolphins secondary will have their hands full with tight end Rob Gronkowski. It's up to Miami to find a way to score enough points to hang with New England in this game, but I don't think they're going to be able to do that, and I'm going to take New England at home by the score of 34-24. Now, the 2-11 Oakland Raiders travel to Arrowhead Stadium to take on the 7-6 Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City comes into this game favored by 10 points, and these two teams met a few weeks ago when the Raiders were winless, and the Chiefs left Oakland on the wrong side of the ledger. Now, in this game, you look at the quarterbacks, Derek Carr for Oakland and Alex Smith for Kansas City. Of course, Derek Carr has the liver arm, but it's going to be up to this Chiefs pass rush to frustrate the rookie signal caller for Oakland and force him into making some mistakes. Now, on the flip side for Smith, he is more of the game manager, and he will rely on running back Jamaal Charles to be Mr. All-Purpose once more. This game is going to come down to turnovers. It's going to be a tight one, but I'm going to take Kansas City at home by the score of 24-20. Now, the 9-4 Indianapolis Colts welcome the 7-6 Houston Texans to town. Indy is favored in this game by a touchdown, and a victory will give the Colts their second consecutive AFC South title. Now, you look at this Texans offense, and they have to play ball control, led by running back Arian Foster, in order to keep Colts quarterback Andrew Luck and his offense on the sidelines. Now, in the past few games, we've seen teams be able to put some pressure on Luck and force him into making some turnovers. So it's going to be imperative for this Colts offensive line to stop Texans defensive end J.J. Watt. And Indianapolis, heading into the playoffs, they have to find some semblance of a running game if they're going to be competitive. But they will have enough in this game to get past the Houston Texans and win the AFC South by the score of 23-17. Now, the 8-5 Baltimore Ravens welcome the 2-11 Jacksonville Jaguars to town. Baltimore comes into this affair favored by 14 points over the Jags. And if the Ravens are able to get up early on Jacksonville, it could be tough for their rookie quarterback, Blake Bortles, because this Ravens defense, led by Terrell Suggs, will pin their ears back and come after him. This Jacksonville secondary will have their hands full with Ravens wide receiver Steve Smith Sr., who, as always, is playing with a chip on his shoulder, and he's looking to get back to the postseason for the second consecutive year. As the season has progressed, Joe Flacco, the Ravens quarterback, just gets better and better, and part of that is the fact that he can rely on a stout running game led by running back Justin Forsett. I believe that Jacksonville will keep this close for three quarters, but Baltimore will pull away in the fourth, and they will win this one by the score of 31-20. Now, at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Orchard Park, the 10-3 Green Bay Packers come to town to take on the 7-6 Buffalo Bills. Right now, the Green Bay Packers are looking like the best team in football, and most people are penciling them in for the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, the Packers quarterback, is playing lights-out football, and this Bills defense, which is one of the best in the National Football League, will have their hands full. Now, on the flip side, this Buffalo offense can look and see that Atlanta scored 37 points versus Green Bay this past Monday night, and Kyle Orton and crew will try to see if they can replicate that and get their team to a victory. That won't be the case. The clock is ready to strike midnight for the Bills, and Green Bay will move on with a 30-20 victory. Now, in the NFC South, the 2-11 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are still mathematically alive in the division race, travel to Charlotte to take on the 4-8-1 Carolina Panthers. Now, of course, no Cam Newton at quarterback in this game for the Carolina Panthers, as he was in that car accident this week, and all you can hope is that he can recover soon, and you're also thankful that it was not worse than what it was. In steps Derek Anderson at quarterback for the Panthers, and he was Carolina's starting quarterback in week one when the Panthers went on the road and knocked off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You look at this game, and it's going to come down to the defenses. Who is going to be able to force more turnovers than the opposition? I think Carolina's defense is up for the challenge. They know that they are back in the NFC South race after their big victory on the road last week versus the New Orleans Saints. And I'm going to take Carolina in a tight one, 24-23. Now, the 8-4-1 Cincinnati Bengals travel to Cleveland to take on the 7-6 Browns. And all the buzz right now is going to be around Johnny Football. Yes, Johnny Manziel is making his first pro start for the Cleveland Browns. And the Cincinnati Bengals defense, which at times has looked good, will have their hands full in this one. I believe what the Bengals need to do defensively with Manziel is keep him in a situation where he is strictly going to be a pocket passer. If they let him become Johnny the Innovator, then they're going to be in trouble. But on the flip side, you look at this Bengals team. They were humbled a few weeks ago at home by the Cleveland Browns, a totally different Cleveland Browns team than what we are seeing right now. And this is going to be that classic Cincinnati-Cleveland type game. And I'm going to take the Bengals in this one by the score of 27-17. Now, draft positioning will be on the line in Nashville this Sunday when the 2-11 Tennessee Titans welcome the 2-11 New York Jets to town. Now, the Jets, Jets are favored by 3 points over the Titans. First of all, you look at the running games. Chris Ivory is a physical runner for the Jets. while the Titans really have not gotten that much out of their running game led by Bishop Sankey. You can expect Jake Locker at quarterback once more for the Tennessee Titans. He torched this New York Jets offense when these teams met last year. But right now, Jake Locker is not the same quarterback under head coach Ken Whisenhunt. The Jets were close last week with Geno Smith at quarterback as they lost in overtime on the road versus the Minnesota Vikings. And I think their defense alone will do just enough for them to get the victory. And I'm going to take the Jets in this one by the score of 24-16. Now, the big one in the AFC West has the 10-3 Denver Broncos traveling to San Diego to take on the 8-5 Chargers. Now, a victory in this one by the Broncos will give them another AFC West title. Denver comes into this game favored by 5 points, and the Chargers secondary will have their hands full with quarterback Peyton Manning and this explosive Denver offense. Now, Manning saw the tape, and he saw what Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski was able to do to this Chargers secondary last week, and he's going to be hopeful that his tight end Daniel Thomas can replicate the same thing. Julius Thomas can replicate what was done last week by Gronkowski. It's going to be imperative for San Diego to score points with Denver in this game to hang in there, and that means the onus is going to fall on Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers. How can he and wide receiver Keenan Allen put some pressure on this Denver Broncos defense? We'll have to wait and see. But if San Diego is in third and long a lot in this one, you can expect Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware to make life tough for Mr. Rivers in this game. I'm going to take the San Diego Chargers in this one on at home, by the score of 31-27. Now, the 6-7 Minnesota Vikings travel to Ford Field in Detroit to take on the 9-4 Lions. This is a soft part of the schedule for the Lions. They are favored by 7.5, but they cannot overlook this Minnesota Vikings team. Under the tutelage of offensive coordinator North Turner, Vikings rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, he just continues to play better and better each week, and he just gets more comfortable, and Minnesota just simply right now is finding ways to win games. But the Detroit Lions have one of the better front lines on defense in all of pro football, and they will look to make life tough for the youngster in Bridgewater. Calvin Johnson, the wide receiver, is starting to get his sea legs once more, and that's going to mean the Minnesota Vikings secondary is going to have their hands full along with wide receiver Golden Tate. Thus, I'm going to take the Lions at home in this one by the score of 27-20. Now, the 7-6 Seattle Seahawks, 7-6 San Francisco 49ers travel to take on the 9-4 Seattle Seahawks. Now, Seattle comes into the game favored by 10 points, and you would have not believed that a month ago. But on Thanksgiving night, the Seahawks went to Levi Stadium in Santa Clara and dominated the San Francisco 49ers, who then turned around last Sunday and were dominated once more by the previously one-win Oakland Raiders. Now, the 49ers right now, this team appears to be falling apart at the seams, and it is gut check time. Colin Kaepernick, their quarterback, has to find ways to make plays. It's that simple, and it's not going to be easy for him and this Niners offense going up against the Seahawks defense, led by their secondary with Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman, and Earl Thomas. Now, this Niners defense has the skills to pay the bills, and they have enough to put the clamps on this Seahawks offense, but it comes down to what their offense is going to be able to do against Seattle's secondary. Now, Seattle's favored by 10. I think they covered the spread in this one, and I'm going to take the Seahawks at home by the score of 23-13. Now, the big one Sunday night in the NFC East with first place on the line has the 9-4 Dallas Cowboys traveling to Philadelphia to take on the 9-4 Eagles. Now, these two teams met on Thanksgiving Day down in Arlington, and it was the Eagles that simply ran roughshod all over the Cowboys. But Dallas is undefeated on the road this season, while all four of their losses have come at home. The big difference in that game was the fact that Philly jumped on Dallas early and took away the running game, and they made Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo beat them. What Dallas has to do in this game, they have to make the Eagles chase them. And for them to do that, they have to have a healthy dose of DeMarco Murray. If DeMarco Murray carries the football 35 times in this game for the Dallas Cowboys, they will win. It's that plain and simple. Now, for the Cowboys' defense, they were unable to do it a few weeks ago when they lost to Philly. But this time around, they have to find a way to put some pressure on Eagles quarterback Mark Sanchez. Sanchez was looking too comfortable in the pocket that day, and he was able to simply pick them apart. And Dallas must find some semblance of a pass rush if they're going to get this victory. I think Dallas finds a way to pull it out. It's going to be a tight Eagles-Cowboy NFC East showdown, but I'm going to take Dallas on the road by the score of 34-30. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the 5-8 New Orleans Saints traveling to the Windy City to take on the 5-8 Chicago Bears. Of course, like I just said, both of these teams are 5-8, but the difference is that the Saints have something to play for as they are tied for first place in the NFC South. Now, this Bears defense has been porous at best. And you look at a quarterback for the Saints in Drew Brees that is eager to try to pick this team apart. Now, the Saints defense has not been that much better, but they will try to force some turnovers out of Bears quarterback Jay Cutler. I think this one is going to be a shootout, but I'm going to take New Orleans on the road in this one by the score of 37-27. Those are my picks, folks, for week number 15 in the National Football League, and I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 15 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.